Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us this Sunday evening. Brian asked us if we could hop on and give a shout out to everybody and talk for just a little bit this Sunday evening. And we're always honored and thrilled to be here and share a little bit with everybody. Another week has gone by. It's hard to believe. It seems like time is just on this massive missile feeding by all of us. At least that's how Jim and I feel. We can't believe we look up and it's like, oh my gosh, it's Sunday already. But the amazing thing about time flying by is it just was this last week, our 11-year anniversary with Ambit. We couldn't believe it. I mean, it seems like just yesterday we started on this amazing journey with this amazing vehicle, bright-eyed, full of all kinds of dreams. At least I was in the beginning. Jim didn't have quite as many dreams in the beginning. He said nightmares at first, but he turned them around very quickly to a whole bunch of dreams, and those dreams became our realities, and I think that's because we had belief in the vehicle that we were presented with. And that vehicle, guys, has been a gift and a blessing for us for the last 11 years. I'm not going to say it was all easy. There's lots of bumps in a road when you're taking a journey, but we just held on tight, kept our seatbelts on and our foot on the gas, and now we know an amazing group of people. We have friends we never dreamed we would have. We've traveled places we never dreamed we would travel. We've made more money than we ever thought we could make of, and we've helped other people achieve success in their lives as well. So looking back, I would say it's been an 11-year journey that I 100% do not regret, and I'm so very, very thankful. Ambit, for us, I mean, when we look back over this last year and a half or so and how the course of things have changed, has been a complete blessing. And I want you guys to think about that because, you know, go back to March of 2020. I can remember we were doing a meeting in Pittsburgh. It was March 9th. We had been traveling and doing some meetings up in the Erie, Pennsylvania, Western New York area. And then we drove down through Pittsburgh and we did a really great dinner business presentation. It was March 9th. And we were all at this meeting and there was this little like undertone, like, have you heard what's happening in the world? You know, what's going down? And so I remember at that meeting, we kind of had decided, maybe it was in Pittsburgh, and I remember we kind of decided we probably shouldn't hug people tonight. And maybe, you know, we were elbow bumping all night long. And it was a great meeting. There were guests there. The house was really excited. And we left, and then everything happened after that meeting, and, you know, the whole world changed. But we couldn't have planned that. None of us could have planned what was going to happen. And right now, here today, on November 14th, 2021, none of us, not us, nor any of you, can plan what's going to happen on November 15th or November 16th. We can set things into motion. We can take the steps. We can put the action plans behind them, but we don't know. You know, when the rug gets pulled out, as it did back in March of 2020, the rug gets pulled out. So the question you want to ask yourself is, are you doing the things that you can do now so that if things happen in your life, you're not as affected by them? And guys, I want to let you know, because we've worked diligently and, I mean, have been so blessed by Ambit coming into where we are now, Ambit continued to bless us through all these last year and a half of our life. There's been online business presentations and over the phone presentations. And, you know, just now things are starting to get back in person, but Ambit has continued to step forward, push forward. Granted, we were running before this, and now everybody's just walking. But what I want to share is it's time, I think, that we can begin to start running. And in the light and effort and happiness of running, I guess I want to announce there is going to be a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a power rally in BP. It's coming on this Tuesday, on the 16th at 7:30, starts at 7:30. At the Omni William Penn, right in downtown Pittsburgh. It's a beautiful, elegant hotel, and corporate is flying in to help us with that BP. I believe we're going to have Eric Johnstone with us, so that's really, very exciting, and Daryl might be there too. I'm not sure if they're both coming, but I think they are. I think they're both coming, but I know for sure Eric is coming. And then we have some outside special guest speakers coming in. Everybody knows and loves executive consultant Jay Emma and executive consultant Jeff Rollins. These are amazing Ambit givers and leaders and presenters, and they're coming in to share their excitement. And then we hope we have the the house packed with all of the wonderful Pittsburgh team, and maybe we can pick up where we left off in March 9th of 2020. So here we are a year and a half later, but guys, we're excited. We can't wait to see everybody. I imagine it'll still be a little bit more of fist bumping and or elbow bumping, and it might be a little bit different, but it is going to be so good to be in the room with our Ambit family and all of our friends. We want everybody on this call to know you're invited to join us if you're there in person, or if you want to send someone, like if you've got people that you know in the whole greater Pittsburgh area and you can get them to that VP, just reach out to any of us. We'll be glad to meet them and make sure they have a seat and are comfortable and see the business presentation and kind of get a feel for what we have with Ambit and what a great vehicle this is to start something new in your life. So I guess that's where we're kind of all at. We're stepping forward here now and we're starting something new. Again, I know there's been business presentations starting to happen in person in many, many markets. So things are starting to shake up and starting to move. Don't forget too to reach out to your teammates and get them registered for Simulcast 2022. Can you believe that? That's what I mean by time flying. That's on January 15th. There'll be an online version and also in person in Texas. So that is at Do Not Miss Event. Everybody who got on this call said they were registered for Simulcast, as I would expect, because you guys are on the call. You're the leaders. You're the ones who are going to take Ambit by the reins and make something happen. And what you do now as you build up towards Simulcast is what the outcome is going to be after Simulcast. So you don't wait. The way to make Ambit work is you don't just sit here and wait and say, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to go to a few meetings. I'm going to hop on a few calls, and I'm going to wait for Simulcast and see what kind of bonus promotions we have, and then I'm going to go build it. That's not what you do. You go build it now. You bring guests to this business presentation in Pittsburgh. You bring guests wherever you are if you've got live business presentations, or you bring guests to the online business presentations. I know a lot of leaders all over Ambit. I know the Duncans do weekly business calls. There's a lot of business presentations that you can bring guests to. You do it now so that they're coming on board and they're joining you in Simulcast. And then after Simulcast, that's when you see that bump. That's when you see that bit of momentum and that explosion that you get with Ambit. And we rode that cycle, guys, many, many times through the past 11 years. And it's a wonderful cycle. It doesn't have to be quite so cyclic because now Vistra is giving us incentives, and with Ambit, they're giving us incentives and bonuses and things throughout the whole year to keep this whole train moving along at a steady pace. But I will tell you, it always speeds up a little bit after Simulcast, and it speeds up a little bit after Ambition. So that's the stuff that we're really, really excited for and what we're looking forward to. I know Jim's over here. He's got a few things he wants to say as well, so I'm going to pass this over.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the call. Looking forward to seeing everybody in Pittsburgh, and I'm excited to kind of be back out in the field. It has been a long time, and I will be honest with you, after 10 years of driving, it's been a wonderful break. And we've had an opportunity to kind of pause and look up and reflect a little bit on the last now 11 years. And it's been a remarkable journey. We've made a lot of mistakes in our life, business mistakes and financial mistakes. But looking back over it, Ambit has been one of the better decisions that we made. And I didn't know it at the time, but it has truly been a blessing in our lives. As I was thinking about what I should talk about tonight, you know, often I talk about personal development, and it's kind of been, you know, something that I felt was really, really important for people to work on. There's a phrase, you are who you are or where you are because of who you are, and also the people you associate with and that sort of thing. But what I was thinking about today was the power of a story. We were watching a movie the other night. I think it was called Pitch or something like that with Tom Hanks. And basically, it's a soliloquy. He's a one-man band at the end times in the world, and he's traveling around with his dog. And so it's really just him doing his narration. And he's a mad scientist, and he builds this robot. And this robot is, you know, it's got human intelligence, and he's communicating with the robot. And he's trying to explain some of the things that, you know, a robot or, a, you know, a companion in this situation might need to know. And he's beating around the word trust, trying to explain trust to the robot. And he realized is the frustration of and the limitations of trying to explain it with words. And he says, ahem, let me tell you a story. And I thought, wow, isn't that poignant? Because really, the power of a story is really our history. It's our legacy. It was before the written word, how families and generations, they communicated the power of a story around a campfire. And I truly believe that AMBIT is the power of a story. And going back on our journey here, I remember Jerry said this on a number of occasions. He said, don't exaggerate. And he talked about how important telling the stories. And Chris Chambliss said, one of the great networkers from his past told him that it was a good idea. And one of the most important things that you would remember were the stories. And so as I was thinking about what to share with people tonight, I wanted to, one, remind everybody that the, you know, the DSA, the Direct Selling Association, and the FTC, and all the regulatory bodies that monitor us are watching us. There's a lot of scammers out there. There's a lot of political things going on. And so, you know, cover yourself and don't exaggerate, and be real careful with the numbers, and, you know, I guess maybe qualify what you say with disclaimers so that when you do tell a story, you know it's been your own personal experience and not everybody can do it. But the power of a story is really important. I wrote some notes here, and it kind of parallels this. One of the most common traits of success is that it leaves clues. And in these clues are success stories. And I would say that one of the most common threads in any business success is that people didn't quit. And for anybody that's been around for a while, you've seen the carnage. You've seen people literally get in one day and run into their broke brother-in-law or whoever, their mother, their father, the people that are around them, and tell them that won't work because they brought their own personal ideas, their own personal story to this new business without knowing anything about it. And it took them out. So one of the most common threads is that if you're going to be successful in any endeavor, including AMBIT, is don't quit. And in that whole process is to remind yourself while you're doing the business and you're telling a story and you're showing the plan, doing that consistently over time, is to observe the process and to learn from your mistakes and not quit. And I would say that everybody that's on this call has been around a while and seen the people that don't quit eventually learn the proper techniques so that they can be successful. Going out and obviously failing and failing over and over without changing is a kind of a fool's errand. And I think that's why I fall back to the personal development so frequently, because if you're not having the success that you want, there's something about your personality, your delivery, and I would encourage you to take yourself out of the equation as much as possible and use the tools. They said one of the best ways to train a new person in AMBIT is give them the information that AMBIT provides and use that information. There's a tremendous amount of, it's not just AMBIT University. AMBIT literally sends, and I don't know if you've copied this lately or had access to it, but AMBIT sends emails every couple of days for the first month. It's kind of a guideline of what to do. And those are real helpful. What I would also encourage you to do is, being that you've already sponsored at least one person, is to go with your new person and do it with them and for them, or three-way into the conversation or Zoom call. And because a brand new person doesn't know what to do, and we all have our preconceived notions about what we're doing in business. But remember, we're telling people a story, and the story is built by going out and creating a daily routine that does the same mundane, simple things that create success over and over and over again. And in that, developing the systems to track your phone calls and who you're going to call back and when you're going to call back and the calendars and so forth. Those sorts of things are what's going to create success. We get calls every single week from people who are bringing new people into the system and they're bumping into little things because they haven't been there before. That's what leadership is for. We're one phone call away from helping everybody be more successful than they are currently. And we're here. We just give us a quick text. We'll free ourselves up from whatever we're doing. And it's just an amazing business. What I will say is the opportunity to step in leadership roles in Ambit has never been a wider door for so many people. And it's great to see the leaders developing in the various businesses that we're in, to see people stepping into those roles. When we come into Pittsburgh, it's like coming into a family vacation up there. Everybody we've seen and friends that we've made over the years, it's just a wonderful time. I'm going to wrap this up. It's going to be a short call. I normally have about a week to kind of plan for what I want to share, but we've been fortunate to buy a piece of property down here, and we're not in West Virginia, but we're in Virginia, and it is almost heaven, or at least the perception of what could be heaven. It is beautiful beyond belief. We're in the edge of the mountains on a beautiful side hill overlooking Rolling Valley with two or three streams that run through it. And I've been fortunate to, have a skill set that doesn't let me hire a lot of things done. So over the last week here, I've rented a giant backhoe. And, this might not sound like a lot of fun to anybody else, but I cut down, 25 or 30 trees and timbered them out and skidded them down to a landing and dug the stumps out and buried them and cutting trails in the woods and creating a space where we're designing a house. And it's just been an incredible time. But I'm used to owning equipment after having been in business for 25 years. And this week I rented the equipment. And like I said, I've had it for 2 weeks now. And it's interesting because my perception on a rented piece of equipment is the meter is running. And I don't know about you guys, but I equate it to time and how fast it slips by. And, 2 weeks was a blink. It's done. The equipment's going back tomorrow. And the meter is running, folks. And I hope you get the message. It's not cryptic. The meter is running. And the time is slipping by. And we're doing things, typically, average American, we're doing things for people in life instead of doing things for ourselves. And our meter is not just the electric meters, but our meter is running. And Kim caught that. That's pretty good. So what I want you to do is be conscious of your time and how you spend it and get yourself a pattern where what you're doing is productive for your dreams and your family's wishes. Share that time with other people. Tell a story that's worth listening to and share it with the people you care about the most. And be objective enough in that process so that you can tweak it enough to where it becomes a story of success and do it over and over and over again. And have the leaders help you. Have the leaders work with you. And when the personal part of you isn't working, fall back to the system and use the system. Use the tools that are there and repeat it often enough. Pull yourself out of the equation if you're part of that problem. but put yourself in it enough to make the phone calls and touch the people that will change your life forever. Hope everyone has a great day. Kim's going to go over a few more details, and I look forward to seeing everybody in Pittsburgh.
As Jim was talking, it reminded me of something that is so very, very important. I want to close out the call with these thoughts, and it centers back on the law of attraction. And I think I talked to you guys about this a couple of team calls ago. I don't remember when it was, but I remember talking about it. And the reason it made me think about that is when we were looking for parcels of land, I had in my mind what I wanted. And I know, and we said it over and over. We visualized it and we verbalized what we expected this land to look like. This land had to be big enough where we didn't feel like there were neighbors around us. It had to have a mountain view. We're in Virginia and I needed to be able to see the mountains. I love the mountains. We wanted it to have water on it, like a pond or a lake, or we wanted to be able to put a pond or a lake on it. But then we put the stipulations in that it needed to be close to town. We needed all this privacy, but we needed to not be far from Wegmans, it's the major grocery store that we have down here, or far from where our children live. And we spoke that, and we looked, but we kept speaking that. And that, guys, is exactly what we found. That's this parcel of land that Jim was talking about. And I sometimes, when the law of attraction actually works, and I know that it does, but when you see it manifest, I get 100% completely amazed, even though I know that it's true and I know that it works. And if you guys aren't familiar with the dynamics of the law of attraction, you need to read the book The Secret by Earl Nightingale or listen to it. If you haven't watched it on YouTube or read that book, it's just called The Secret. It really is a must because we've read that book, we've listened to it, and many, many times we've gone over it with our children when they were little. They know about this now, and it really is a way to really have a beautiful, positive life. And this is all about belief. This is the law of attraction. This is where your thoughts become your reality, and that's what happened with that land that Jim was talking about. And so that's a story I want to share for you guys tonight because it manifested and it happened. And that same law of attraction can carry forth with you every day in all areas of your life, whether it's your spiritual life, your family life, your weight loss goals, you know, you're seeing yourself as how you're going to be, or your ambit business. Who's joining you this next week? Do you have that superstar coming in your business? Are you speaking? I know I'm going to have a superstar in my business this next week. Someone's going to come into my business. I can know it. It's going to be, and you can like get details. It's going to be a woman. She's going to be in her 40s. She's going to be a self-employed woman, and she is going to come in, tear this business up before simulcast. Or you can speak it as it's, if it's a man or whatever you want to speak it to be. But visualize it and set it out there what you want. And then your dreams and your wishes will turn into your certainties. They will be what you know you're going to get, not what you wish you're going to get. I don't wish someone's going to come in my business this week that's going to tear it up. I know someone's going to come in my business this week that's going to tear it up. You can't just wish it. You really got to believe it. You really got to believe in your heart and know down all the way to the subconsciousness of your core that what you're wishing for, what you're expecting is what you're going to get. Now, granted, you have to put the action in. You can't just wish it to happen and that person's just going to show up. You might have to turn over a lot of stones to find that person. I can't tell you how many properties Jim and I drove to find this property. And it really worked out just like the law of attraction was supposed to. We were looking at this log cabin. It was on this road that we had identified was a road that met the criteria of the proximity to the town that we live in and where all the arts and culture and shopping is, but it was remote. And we looked at this log cabin and it was not what we wanted. It was a big log cabin, and it was on land, but you couldn't really see the mountain from it. And it wasn't quite what we wanted. And we were leaving the property. We drove down through the long driveway to leave. And normally we would have turned left out of the property to head back to town to where we live now. But Jim said that day, he said, no, we're going to turn right. And we turned right. And I'm not kidding you guys. We didn't go but maybe a half a mile down the road, and there was this sign on this fence that said for sale by owner. And we were just like, what? And, you know, we're the type of people who, like, when we see something, when we find something, like even with Ambit, If we want it, we go for it. So we literally got out of our car, parked it, ascertained on our own where the property lines were, called the owner, and he came and he met us there, and, you know, the rest is history. But we were looking, guys. We were searching, and we were looking. We weren't just sitting at home and saying, you know, we were going to find this piece of property someday. I wish we would have it. We were taking the steps. And just like that, we did that with Ambit, too. We were looking. And Jim's got another story. I think I stirred something in.
Follow the story. No, you can tell it.
What
the other day, we looked at hundreds of house plans.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jim wanted me to tell you this. This is the law of attraction. So we're telling you these stories so you can start putting them.
Stories because they're stories.
So you can start visualizing and putting the stories and stuff into your life as well. We've been looking for house plans, and I had looked at a lot of this kind of the house plan. We were thinking if we could just find one that was made, it would be easier for building it. And Jim gave me the criteria of what he knew he wanted the house to look like. And he said, Kim, go look again. I said, Jim, I have searched online for that perfect house plan. He said, go look one more time. Put in these keywords. Well, I did, guys. And that was about 2 weeks ago, I think, when this story happened. I did. And wouldn't you know, like the third plan I brought up was perfect. I mean, it was,
we've
looked at hundreds and hundreds of plans, and we've designed one that we thought was it, but it ended up not being it. But this plan was perfect. It had all the windows where we needed them to be, to see all the mountain views we wanted to see, to look down over a pond, and it was just perfect. But that's by setting things into motion, guys, and that's the law of attraction. Everyday opportunities for success are presented to you every day, and you need to say that. Everyday opportunities for success are presented to me every day. You just need to set your intention. So that's what I wish for you tonight as we close down this call. Set your intention for what you want the rest of 2021 to look like going into 2022, for what you want to know is going to happen, what you believe is going to happen in your life, what you really know is going to happen. And your mind will find a way to turn those certainties into your realities. So with that, guys, I'm going to open up this call here so everybody can say goodnight. And we will be traveling into Pittsburgh this week. We hope and pray all of you who are there can join us, or anybody can send guests to us. We're looking for a packed house to get this business rocking and rolling for everyone. So good night, guys, and have a great, great Ambit week.